Jim, through the years, you know, even when he was in Oakland, you've talked about Moss as being the physical prototype. How's he different now, 5 years ago?
5 years ago? Was he in Oakland then?
Yeah, I think so.
Did he have a quarterback? Nah, it's like night and day with him when he has a quarterback. Because he does good things. And people say he dogged it in Oakland, but I don't think so. I mean, the thing was, he didn't have somebody give him the ball.
What does he do so well? What makes him so
good? Yeah. Well, first of all, he's faster than anybody on the field, and he's tall, he's crafty, and if you're not careful, he'll make you think he's doing one thing, and next thing you know, he's 10 yards past you. You know, and that's tough from a guy that tall and with those hands and that speed.
How frustrating was last year for you, because you were kind of shutting down in the first half. You get hurt, and he gets two touchdowns in the second half.
Well, it's more frustrating that I got hurt, you know. Not really what he did afterwards. I just got hurt, and I was out for a long time. You know, and then what can I do for my team if I'm sitting on the bench?
Jim, you look at last year's game against New England, and one of the signature moments, I guess not in a negative way, was after that game you had talked about, you know, how disappointing the effort was and things like that. Can you just talk about the night and day difference, and how did you get from that point to this point, do you think? I mean,
well, I think last year was a wake-up call for some of the guys that held over from that season. I mean, we got people in here that want to win. And, you know, it starts up top. And, you know, with Coach McDaniels, he's definitely instilling that in all us, you know, what it takes to win. And, you know, we just go out there and try to get it done on the practice field first.
You guys talk about not just being a reacting defense, but, you know, being an attacking defense. How do you attack Tom Brady?
You tell me. Tell you what, he's dangerous. You know, every time you watch film, there's guys around him and harassing him, but he's so poised. He finds ways to get that ball out, get it to the right guy.
Were you surprised the Jets went crazy after him? They did as much as they did.
Well, not really. You know, you have to do something. I mean, you can't just let him stand back there. But you know, we're gonna find our own way to get back to him, and you know, hopefully we can do it with three or four guys rushing.
Are you surprised at all when people try to pick on you still?
Well, that was one person. you know, that was his mistake. Now, I'm not really surprised. You know, I am a little older, so they think I lost a step. So I hope that everybody thinks that.
What does the Player of the Week award mean to you?
Well, it means I played well last week. That's it. And obviously, we got to win. I don't think you can win that without getting the win. So, you know, that's a good thing for now. But, you know, it just means I got to go out and prove myself all over again.
Is it good to get some action? I mean, so many teams ignore you. You can actually.
Yeah, I love it. You know, anytime I can get double-digit balls my way, I'm all for it.
Who? When's the last time that happened?
I have no idea.
Georgia?
No, I didn't get much action in either. We didn't throw the ball in the South.
Who do you like the unis you'll be wearing this week?
We'll see. We'll see. Four good calls, that's all I can say.
Patriots making a more concerted effort to actually win the ball this year instead of filling it up with football.
I'll tell you what, they are a passing team when you look at them on tape, but what makes them so dangerous is you start trying to stop the pass, and here's Fred Taylor, here's Maroney. And these guys are capable backs. I mean, they're really good backs. Fred Taylor didn't rush for 10,000 yards by accident. He's a good back.
Yeah, but you know, it's not just Romo that went after you. I mean, a couple other. I think Coleman threw a couple your way. Even Braylon calling us. Do you expect that to continue? Because you played so well now, do you expect to kind of go back to the six or no?
We'll see. You know, I hope it continues, you know, because obviously when Palmer did it, we created some interceptions and some plays here and there. So, you know, and also with Romo. So that only gives me chances to make plays. And, you know, I welcome that.
You think it's just because teams are testing you because you caught the injury in the age?
Maybe. Or maybe that's what, you know, their offense throws up.
How healthy are you? I mean, you've been kind of dinged up the last couple of years. How healthy are you at this point?
Feel great.